Today on the podcast, we're talking about how to relax from the inside out. Hello and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the gorgeous Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my daily practices so we can all find a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. If you do enjoy this podcast, please, please, please feel free to leave a review on iTunes to subscribe or share with a friend that could enjoy it as well. Thank you, and I truly appreciate your support. It's been a great and hectic start to the week. I actually attended a birth on Sunday night into Monday. This was a really great labor and family to be a part of. The mom was in labor for a good 3 days of early labor at home before her water broke and we went to the hospital. And it definitely was a test of energy, of will, of strength, and learning to relax and learning to relax into some of the stressors. And this does relate actually to the podcast I wanted to share with you today, which is about relaxing from the inside out. So our world, maybe you've heard, is a little fast-paced. Our world is maybe a little stressful sometimes. Maybe, just a little bit. But the point is the way that we're currently living, whether it's all the stimulation from lights, from noises, from media, from multitasking, from our phones buzzing, there's just so much distraction, so many things coming at us. It is constantly putting our bodies at a elevated stressed state. This is why so many people are experiencing autoimmune disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, adrenal fatigue. This is because we are basically running our cortisol 24/7. And this feeling of stress, I think we think of stress as really a mental thing, but it's also a body thing. It's also something that manifests really physically. Maybe your stomach starts to get really queasy. Maybe your muscles get really tight. Maybe you get a headache. But there are physical symptoms of this mental, but also physical process that's occurring that we know of as stress. So I want to talk about relaxing from the inside out because humans particularly have a very strong visual cortex. We have a lot of our brain space that is dedicated to our eyes. And so we process a lot of information visually. And that also means that we pay a lot of attention to the things that we can see. I'm going to use a silly example, but you know, how many times do you wash your knee? Like if you go to a shower, like how many times do you like scrub your knee or your armpit versus how much you scrub your back, right? You just like don't see your back as much. Yeah, I'm not saying I don't wash my back. I do, but I don't give it the same thorough scrubbing that I give of like my thigh or my knee because I can just see it and I rub it and then like that's it. Same deal internally. So we think a lot about stretching, even like biceps or triceps or hamstrings. Like we work on these muscles that we can see and we can notice them changing. We don't think a lot about these deep internal muscles that we don't see on an everyday basis. These can be things from the transverse abdominis, so this big muscle sheath across our abdomen. This can be the psoas muscle, one of the deepest muscles of the body that connects our spine down to our femur, to our thigh bone. But I particularly was thinking today about the diaphragm and the pelvic floor. So the diaphragm is the muscle, this flat muscle that's right below the lungs. And when the diaphragm moves down, it allows our lungs to open, which causes us to breathe in. Same, our pelvic floor is the sheath of muscle that's essentially holding our urethra, our anus, our vagina for women, holding that up and is really strengthening and holding the bottom base of our torso. But we don't see it. We don't notice it. So we don't think about when is it stretching and when is it closing. So when we think about this idea of our bodies being in a slightly constant stressed out state, we might notice, oh, I have a really tense jaw or I have really tense shoulders, but we don't think about the fact that actually my diaphragm might not be moving. Actually, my pelvic diaphragm, my pelvic floor might not be moving. And because we don't see it, we don't always notice it. So I wanted to invite you today to start to relax from the inside out. Just like our mental bodies can affect our physical bodies can affect our mental bodies. So if we learn to relax all of our muscles, internal and external, we can start to relax our minds as well and get into our minds as well. So I wanted to share an exercise that I really love to do. It's been a newer one for me, especially because I've learned more about the pelvic floor in all of my doula training and work with prenatal and postpartum women. But it's a great exercise for all of us to do, because this is important for not just urinary and bowel incontinence, but just our efficiency as we breathe, and as I mentioned, our stress response. So I'd love it if you could find a comfortable seat and really find a place where you can feel really supported, especially underneath the pelvic floor. Sometimes this might be sitting on an exercise ball or sitting on blocks, or you can even just sit in a chair. And what I'd like you to do is, as you inhale, feel your diaphragm, the place right underneath the lungs, feel it pull down. So as you inhale, the diaphragm pulls down and the pelvic floor will pull down as well. So it's just this like dropping of both muscles. So I like to think of like a can, because your torso is kind of shaped like a can and you want everything in the can to drop down all the same. So when you inhale, the diaphragm pulls down, the pelvic floor pulls down. And as you exhale, push the pelvic floor back up, push the diaphragm back up. Let's try that again. Inhale, diaphragm down, pelvic floor down. Exhale, press it back up. So it's really the exhale that we're actually strengthening and contracting, and it's the inhale that we're softening and loosening. So inhale, drop. Exhale, tighten up. Nice. Now you can practice this a few times. It can take some time to get used to and really get a hold on mentally. So please, please practice that. A second variation that I want to share with you, which is again teaching our muscles how to do the things that we're not doing to them, which is relaxing them. This is a fabulous one, one that I have all my doula clients do. So if you are pregnant, this is a perfect thing to do to practice actually for pushing the baby out. But even if you are not pregnant, this is a really powerful thing and a powerful tool. So we're going to get some bathroom talk here. Most of us are pooping wrong. Most of us, when we poop, we are clenching up our bowel rather than relaxing our bowel. And this is, you can blame this on how our toilets are designed. You could blame it on the fact that we think that everything should just, you know, we should just be able to poop in a second. You know, we don't have enough fiber. There's lots of reasons why this is happening. But the point is if you think about this, you're trying to release something down. And yet when we try to have a bowel movement, we squeeze up and in. Seems a little counterproductive, don't you think? So what I'd like you to practice doing is exhaling to release down and push down. So this is the opposite of what we were just doing. And this is, again, very specifically for something to do to practice for defecation or labor and delivery. So this time, again, we're going to inhale, pelvic floor down, diaphragm goes down. Then as you exhale, hold that down and keep relaxing. Okay, try it again. You soften everything up. Inhale, press down, relax down. And exhale, keep pressing down. Might feel a little weird. Definitely on the toilet is a great place to practice this so that you can start to get used to this sense of, oh my gosh, I'm going to relax my anal sphincter. I'm going to relax my pelvic floor for the first time, maybe in a long time. And it will feel very different, and hopefully it'll feel really good too. So the point of this is to recognize that stress is an inside job. And that means that we have to take care of the things we cannot see. We have to take care of our internal organs and our internal processes so that the external, what we're sharing out and what we are really noticing, can be just as relaxed as well. Thanks so much for always doing these fun exercises with me. If you do have any questions, comments, I would love to hear them. Hit me up over on Instagram. I'm at BE Happy Healthy Human, or you can get more resources on my website at BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. Love sharing and learning from all of you, and thank you for being a part of the community. Have a fabulous day.